KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Ottoman, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription at Medicap Pharmacy. A judge has sentenced an Iowa man to 4 years in federal prison for possession of child pornography. Federal prosecutors in Iowa announced on Thursday that 29-year-old Jeffrey Daniel Bozarth of Council Bluffs pled guilty to the charge in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs. Authorities say the charge arose out of Nebraska State Patrol investigations of child pornography sent through online file-sharing programs. Federal agents searched Bozarth's home in Council Bluffs in December of 2010 and found what prosecutors describe as a significant quantity of child pornography. Bozarth was sentenced last week. He must also spend 5 years on supervised release after his prison term ends. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet this morning in Atlantic. During their 9 o'clock session at the Cass County Courthouse, the board will discuss appointing a safety coordinator with regard to a recommendation from the Iowa Municipal Workers' Compensation Association. Board Chair Dwayne McFadden reviewed the IMWCA's Workers' Compensation Safety Review on-site visit by Loss Control Representative Ed Morrison. Following his September 11th visit, Morrison said he finds the workplace to be generally safe and compliant. However, he recommends that Cass County appoint a safety coordinator to assess the state of safety in the workplace, promote safety, and ensure compliance with established safety procedures and programs. The matter was taken under advisement during the board's meeting last week. The supervisors today will also discuss and possibly act on valuation exemption agreement for an Amazing Energy Urban Renewal Area parcel or parcels. Again, the meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning at 9 o'clock. Shelby County Emergency Manager Bob Seibert says yesterday that the fire level danger will remain in the high category until further notice. Seibert cites wind conditions and low relative humidity. The fire danger rating in Shelby County is based on input from local fire chiefs and the emergency manager and weather factors. Controlled burn should only be conducted with knowledge of the local fire chief. Open burning is discouraged in Shelby County. Seifert says the local farmers have done an extremely good job during harvest. He says not one combine fire was reported during the month of September. Only one hay baler caught fire. The next update from Shelby County regarding the fire danger is scheduled for Monday. Seifert says he expects the fire danger to remain high into the month of October. A hold-up attempt at a Sioux City convenience store did not go well for the alleged robber. Woody Godberg reports.
Sioux City police say a suspect armed with a hammer entered the come-and-go at 13th and Pierce Street around 1:30 a.m. Thursday morning and demanded money. Customers entering the store during the attempted robbery intervened and subdued the suspect, holding him until police arrived. 42-year-old Shannon Ivory of Sioux City is charged with first-degree robbery and two counts of felony assault. Ivory's being held in the Woodbury County Jail on $35,000 bond. Police are investigating if there's a connection between this attempted robbery and other recent convenience store holdup. Woody Gottberg, Radio Iowa, Sioux City.
The Democratic National Committee and Obama for America are starting a bus tour reminding voters in early voting states they can begin casting ballots. Tour kicks off in Sioux City at noon tomorrow, then heads to Council Bluffs for a 3 p.m. event tomorrow. Several other stops are planned throughout Iowa next week. Early voting in Iowa began yesterday. Campaign aides say Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan will visit eastern Iowa next week. The Wisconsin congressman will headline a rally Monday at Loras College in Dubuque, then visit Clinton, the Davenport, and Muscatine areas on Tuesday. It will be the first time Ryan has campaigned in eastern Iowa. Vice President Biden campaigned there last week. and two Iowa school districts have received a multi-million-dollar national grant to help teachers and principals develop their skills as educators. Governor Branstad announced that the Central Decatur Community School District and Saydel District have won the grant, which provide $2.3 million in its first 2 years. KJAN News Time is 7:12.